He's the integrative cardiologist with a heart. It's the Dr. Decker Weiss Show.
The miracle of wild oregano. When my friends do their jaunts to India and the Middle East and places where really bad worms and bugs exist, and it will completely wreck your vacation and part of your life if you get one of those, the thing in the backpack that we have always found is wild oregano. And I tell you, the people who take it consistently have come back very well and done fantastic. And it is my honor to have an expert in oregano amongst many things. Dr. Cass Ingram is an osteopathic physician, researcher, author of over 12 books. I'm biased. My favorite is The Cure in the Cupboard. We were talking about off the air. You've probably seen Dr. Ingram on radio or seen him on TV, heard him on radio. Well over 3,000 interviews. As a naturopathic physician, we look at a lot of other professions when they're doing natural models with sort of skepticism. I can tell you he's one of us. Dr. Ingram, welcome to the program. What attracted you?
It's great to talk. It's a fantastic timing, of course, with the season to be knocked down with congestion and viruses, and it's all that stuff is completely preventable if you just know a little bit more about natural medicine.
Well, and people don't look at your books enough, I think, as references. And when I look at The Cure is in the Cupboard, when I look at your uses of oregano, people, I think, feel compelled to read the whole story when they can just keep your book up there and use it as a reference. I feel this, I look it up, right?
Like this is the big thing that exactly. Let's say that you have suddenly a sore throat or laryngitis. You know how it comes on pretty sudden this time of year. You're feeling pretty good, and then you get congested. You're feeling pretty good. You feel a cold coming on. You feel the flu coming on.
Right.
And you're right. Most people don't just sit down and read The Cure is in the Cupboard. They go, I'm going to get that book on the wild oregano oil. They look up colds. They look up flu. They look up sore throat. They look up, say, sinusitis, bronchitis, dry cough, chronic cough, nasal discharge. And then the protocol is right there, you know. And it's heavy on the use of the oil of oregano and some capsules, too. There are certain capsules that might come in handy.
Yeah, and people, listeners, you need to understand that while it seems like a common cold, if you take the direction of using an oregano to get this under control or whatever, and we're going to ask you some specifics in a second, Dr. Ingram, you need to understand that you could be avoiding a peck of trouble. When you look at antibiotics, they're not docile. They don't just get rid of the infection. They have side effects that can be longstanding, including increasing risk of cancer significantly, as well as now being linked to heart disease. Now you get a book from Dr. Ingram, you keep in your cabinet, you feel the sniffles, you open it up. Dr. Ingram, how does somebody bring oregano into their life to use as a medicine for them?
Well, one way is that if you didn't know anything about it, you could study it in The Cure is in the Cupboard and The Miracle of Wild Oregano and become familiar with this whole idea of an extract of a high mountain wild plant that's growing, you know, up to 8 to 12,000 above sea level that you never think of, because when we think of oregano, we think of pizza, we think of spaghetti, marinara sauce, and stew or whatever. And if that was the commercial oregano was a cure, you and I don't have to talk. You know, we eat so much of it. So you kind of have to familiarize yourself with it. But it's really an extract, isn't it? It's a capsule. It's drops on the tongue. It's drops in your juice and water. Wild oregano is an antiseptic. Now, okay, it's similar to thyme. Thyme, you know, is a germicide. Thymol, which is in Lysol. That's where they get the sol from. But thymol has a toxicity. Oregano obviously doesn't. So this is our starting point, that we could be using oil of wild oregano, the edible kind, and not get sick. It's a germicide. It's antiseptic. How are you going to get sick if you're taking something that kills every germ?
But it seems too good to be true. I think that's part of the problem. But there's two things I would say. I think it seems too good to be true, and it's not, because I've used oregano for years, and my patients and myself and my family and my four-year-old. But the other thing about that is that I think people are skeptical on which one to buy. You know, they walk into the store, they've heard of wild oregano. They don't know if oregano is wild oregano, if they're different plants, if they're the same. Do I get an oil? Do I get a liquid? Help us. Which one to get.
Well, there's two things. One is, like you said, that first of all, there is toxicity to cold medication. There is toxicity to antibiotics, including candida overgrowth. So, okay, you do need help on an alternative if you get sick. Plus, antibiotics don't kill viruses, don't kill mold. That's the winter stuff. Yeah, oil of oregano. But what oil of oregano? Why don't we go with the original one, the people who started the whole revolution, the P73. They have their own extraction facility in the Middle East. They get it from up to 12,000 feet above sea level. It's the real oregano that grows on the mountains. It's the edible spice. So we'd be better off pay a little more money and get the P73, regular strength or super strength, prominently displayed with the blue and yellow label. And that saves us. They're the originators from all the off brands. Now, we tested 30 brands recently, you know. We sent it to Egge University overseas. Okay. And this is what I found. And not surprising, because I had been asked by the perpetrators. We found about one-third of them are genetically engineered.
Oh, God. How do you genetically... is that just for the spice industry?
No, it's actually for the oil of oregano industry, where they got all excited. You know, when we started the research at Georgetown University, which I think I've lectured, we've talked before about how we killed the candida, and we did it better than amphotericin, and we killed the... You know, the drug-resistant staph.
I've been to that talk. You need to do that one again.
Anyway,
I need a webinar
on
that one.
We did that, and it got kind of popular, and then the medical community decided that they should patent it by injecting the oregano with Pseudomonas and make a patented, you know, high carvacrol false oregano. And they wanted me to help them. I rejected it outright. And so they put it on the market, you know, and it's... Instead of having 35 active ingredients, it has like 15. It's a freak of nature. So I wouldn't pay too much attention. If I were, you know, listening now, I'd maybe look at the Cure in the Cupboard, look at the Miracle Wild Oregano, get the original brand, and pay no attention to the off brands, even if they're
cheaper. Amazon has these books. We got the Miracle Wild Oregano. We have the Cure in the Cupboard. I also have this website, KH Products. Is that a place to get
I think the best thing is if they go to the Facebook and then watch me talking on the videos about oregano and chaga and different things. If they just go to facebook.com/ The Health Hunter, facebook.com/thehealther, then you can just study it. You know, and if it makes sense to you, I can just tell you, I haven't had cold or flu for 35 years, but then I smell like a pizza.
Well, I don't eat much pizza anymore, so at least I would get part of that. that might be good, but I tell you, listeners, the most expensive supplement you buy is the one that doesn't work. And these oils are tricky. They're not easy extractions. And now I'm learning that there's GMO oregano, which is quite arrogant. I mean, it took millions of years for the plant to develop all the compounds it needs, and then we splice it with something we think we're going to do better. The arrogance of what we do sometimes.
And they artificially force the carvacrol, one active ingredient, up. And yet our studies found that the carvacrol wasn't as good as the whole 35 active ingredients.
Never is. So drops, let's say I want to prevent, and I have the right stuff, 5 drops a day, 10 drops, a gel cap a day. Tell us how to dose that.
Okay, you want to prevent cold and flu and just not even mess with all this junk in the winter, because it can come on suddenly and knock you down. Maybe weather patterns are there. You can't even get out of the house, get help. You know, you need to take 5 drops a day for prevention, 3 to 5 drops, or 1 gel cap. You want the P73, because that one you can take every day.
P73. So there's a lot of brands, or is that one brand? Is that
that's
a company
one
called
brand, P73 Oregano. I'm not speaking for them. I'm speaking from the fact that that's what I take.
Oh, I don't care about, you know, see, in natural medicine, you have to say brand names. Otherwise, they go out and they buy cheap stuff and it doesn't work, and they go, see,
it
I tried.
It doesn't work. Or it gets irritating to the system if it's the wrong species, you know. High thymol, well, you and I know thymol has that issue. But, but yeah, it's P73. It has a blue and yellow label, and it's in pretty much every health food store.
Well, this has been, Dr. I got to kind of wrap up here, this segment. So this has been the Miracle Wild Oregano. We have Dr. Cass Ingram. Dr. Ingram, his books are available at Amazon. The Cure is in the Cupboard. And the one we're talking about right now is the Miracle of Wild Oregano.
Right, and I like the Oregarest for tough conditions. So oil of oregano,
Oregarest,
Oregarest,
P73. This is the right stuff. And this is the stuff to keep you away from the doctor. We are doctors trying to keep you away from the doctor. And that's how we roll at Radio MD. And that's how we teach you at RadioMD.com.